Back to the cards. I would like to get...
But you have to promise me one thing.
What's that?
Okay, you know a lot. You know about me a lot of stuff. One day, you have to show your life.
What you mean, show my life?
Yeah, no, show. Tell me about you, something about you.
What would you like to know? What would you like to know?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about you. What do you want to tell me about you? For describe you. For describe your trauma. What's it bring you in that up? Push you to know astrology? Why you start to do that? Why?
If you want to know who I am, all you got to do is go to the very first podcast I ever put out. It's called Why Did I Get in Astrology? It's the very first podcast, and I tell you all about it. Episode 1.
Yeah, okay, but
that was a way to plug.
A video is a video.
By the way, I got a question for you, Big O. I'm actually recording us talking right now. They can't see you, but they can hear you. You don't mind if I use your voice in some videos, right?
You can.
All right. Now, the reason I said what I said is because I'm recording what we're talking about, and that was a shameless plug to tell people to, if they want to hear it, go listen to the episode 1. Okay, Big O, you know that episode? You see, I don't know if you watched that episode when me and Taro was talking about the 22 Arcana, the 22. No. You didn't see that?
No.
Oh man. So would you like to try this again? I'll tell you. I went to Catholic school all my life.
Wait. Because you are asking me all the time the question. I would like to ask you a question.
No, I was about to answer. I'm about to answer your question.
Yeah,
I'm answering your question. Listen. I went to Catholic school all my life. The school I went to, I was the only black in an all-white school all the way through. I was a single dad for a long time. Of three, my kids stayed with me full time. Somebody told me that I was a cusp of beauty. I went to look that up. That's when I learned a little bit, saw something about astrology. I kept digging. Here I am.
Okay. For the second question is, how many people come here and talk with you, and why you want to drop on YouTube our conversation?
Because people, because just hearing us talk, it may help others.
Okay, you think it could help that?
Yeah. There's a lot of times people hear stories and when they hear somebody else's story, they may resonate with it, and at that point they'd be like, damn, I'm not alone. Oh, others went through this? I thought it was only me.
I'm okay. I'm really, really appreciated. For me, it's an honor that.
An honor for what?
That you think that video could help to the people. So for me, and I am a part of that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm honored.
Now, you ready to play the game again?
Yeah, but don't let me cry like a baby now.
I don't know. This one may. Okay, so we're going. So you're going to grab 4 more cards?
Yeah, tell me.
All right. I want you to get the Lover's Guard. I want you to get the High Priestess.
Lovers.
Lovers.
High Priestess.
High Priestess. Oh, Magician too. Get the Magician. And the Eight of Pentacles.
Eight of Pentacles. Okay.
All right. So you got them? All right. So your emotion, where's the Lovers? All right. Your high priestess, which is emotionally, you have to deal with the Lovers. And the issue is the Eight of Pentacles.
Yeah, you're right. I drop like that casually, but it's really okay.
That's you trying to communicate emotionally.
No, it's Pentacle.
No, that's the subject you want to communicate about.
About myself, okay. Astro, that it's me. I continue to create something, material, society, project, app, money, okay? But I'm totally dressed like a poor man because my mind's not ready. So I create a lot. I continue to create a lot. Sometimes I drop off. I didn't know about that. And that dualism to stop it or elevate me with the High Priestess creates that mean that.
You know what the Lovers card is about? Choices. Vices over virtues.
The choices are, virtues what?
Vices and virtues.
Okay, vices and virtues.
Choices, vices and virtues. Choices about what? Eight of Pentacles shit. And how you feel, High Priestess, about it. And the magician rules the sign that all of that's in.
But the High Priestess, tell me about that position, that card.
The High Priestess is the moon in astrology. That's the moon. And the moon represents emotions. You remember I told you it's emotionally important for you to communicate?
Yeah.
That's what the reason I said that is them four cards right there. Now, it's emotionally important for you to communicate about what? The Eight of Pentacles. Now, the question is, are you doing it? Now, I could maybe see you crying now, but...
No, I don't cry.
I'm playing with you. I'm playing with you, man.
But, I think that four cards show me I'm in the right way. Because if you say, I want to communicate myself, so with the material, okay? But I want to show myself to the world, you know, the communication.
Yeah, don't forget that the other set, the Pentacles over there, the Three of Pentacles that we in relationship, that is playing it out with this too.
the Three of Pentacles, you know what is? My son, my daughter.
All right.
Okay. Is that the Three of Pentacles?
All right. Okay.
So that's the point. But because Mercury here is okay, the communication, so with the four elements
hey, look, the high priestess could actually be female figures. The high priestess could be communication with females.
No, you know what? Because I'm trying with that project that I'm creating to increase my communication, okay? With the hub, because I'm creating a hub, okay?
All right.
So the communication with the world is connected. With the hub, I'm connected with the world, right?
All
right. But for do that, I have to, take a choice.
Listen, all right, I'm gonna read you this from the blog that we put out. The High Priestess, balancing emotions and intuition. Following the Magician, call to action, we encounter the High Priestess, a card that symbolizes the balance between the material and the spiritual worlds. Representing the moon, she teaches us to balance our emotions and direct our thoughts toward higher consciousness. The High Priestess remind us that intuition is a powerful tool, and by listening to our inner voice, we can achieve emotional equilibrium. The High Priestess was linked to the emotional body and the subconscious mind. She represents the duality of the mind and the soul, and the need to balance our emotions with our higher consciousness. The High Priestess is a reminder to trust our intuition and seek wisdom from within rather than relying solely on external guidance. Now, what you think? How does that look to you?
I'm in the right way. My path is right. It's good. I'm choosing the right path. I don't know how you do that. I don't know, but you know a lot of my past and my.
I told you how I'm doing it.
Yeah, I know. But
wait. What's wrong? Is it freaking you out or something that I'm?
No. I'm really fucking happy because I'm really happy because. When I asking to the cards, okay, with myself, I was asking it will be good take that choice with that hub, and in that round of tarots, there was the Magician and High Priestess. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In the future position, there was a Magician, and in the answer.
Wait! My bad, I got the wrong card. Not the Lover's card. Oh, there was one card missing. There's more card missing. Yeah, keep the Lover's card. There's another card missing. The Hermit. The Hermit. Now, your moon, your High Priestess, is in the sign of the Hermit, trying to deal with communication, third house, lovers. By the way, the Magician rules the Hermit and the lovers. The Magician rules the Hermit and the lovers. And your moon, your emotions, is in the sign of the Hermit. There you go. There you go. Now what you see?
And now it's better. So, because actually, I'm just like a hermit. And the choosing, you see, the black bar and the white bar. And the eye princess is on the middle of that two choice.
I got a question for you. It talks about balancing emotions and intuition. Now, if you look at the two cards on either side of your emotions, do you think it's easier to find balance with your emotions and intuition as the hermit or dealing with the lover?
That's my way. Better, so the hermit, it would be the best way.
Now, wait, hold up. Now, if you embrace the hermit emotionally more, how do you think that would affect your communication style?
It increases. It will increase. You know why?
Why?
You know why? Because I don't have to adapt to no one near me. So I have all the time for studying, all the time to do whatever I want. I could be more free with mine.
What? Oh, you could sit down there and do the Eight of Pentacles? So which one is easier to do, Eight of Pentacles? The Hermit? Or the lovers?
The hermit.
Which one do you think the magician prefers?
The hermit.
But to do that, you know what the magician needs to get control of?
All the stuff.
The lovers card? What did I tell you the lovers card is? Choices. Vices over virtues. Are you going to the club or are you taking your ass home to study?
I'm taking my home to home and studying.
Now, in the past, what has been your choice? Was it to go study or was it go to the club?
dancing with that shit.
Oh, so wait, you was trying to juggle both. You was trying to juggle both.
Yeah,
the two.
juggling with the material.
Looks like you enjoying this game.
Yeah, I love it.
Now, hey, you know who is, I'm not delineating your chart, your astrology chart. You are.
Yeah, no, it's an introspection, no? It's like, but I did that choice. Okay, you confirmed that. But that's, knowledge about my choice. Okay, I tell you the truth, okay? I'm in Rome, but I don't live in Rome. Okay? I'm in the hotel, if you see that, okay?
All right.
Because I'm changing work, because I want to stay in Rome for to be invisible, okay? And escape from the judge of the small city, because the small city is creating like on me boundary.
The small city feels like the devil?
The small city, it was like a block on my communication.
You felt like the devil chained.
The chain was like a chain, no devil, chain.
No, look at the devil card.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm saying in the small city, you feel like that.
Yeah, exactly. So, but for do that, I choose the hermit way.
The what way?
The hermit. Hermit.
Oh, the hermit. Oh!
In fact, if you see...
So by you going to Rome and being in Rome, that's equivalent, like right now, you being in that room, you are embracing hermit status. Now that you embracing hermit status, like all your intuition and communication and freedom to communicate is starting to kick in.
Yeah, because I'm not influenced by my boundary on the small city. And I'm studying that to increase the four elements. My knowledge about that. Because if you think about, I can go outside, I have a lot of friends here in Rome, but I'm here in that room talking about you, about the card, astrology, and for elevate my communication.
By the way,
for increase my English.
Watch this. I'm a Virgo. So you're sitting up here talking to another hermit.
Okay. So you choose the same in the past. You choose the path of the hermit.
I had to be the hermit to know what I know.
You were just an hermit.
Yeah, for a while. But the thing, something that I, you know, was walking around kind of pissed off about being a single dad, in all actuality, came with gifts, because being a single dad forced me to be the hermit and allowed me to, the time, gave me the time to start reading and getting into all this shit.
But you think that tap is a tools for increasing communication?
Do I think what?
That application. That meet me.
Meet me?
Yeah.
What about it?
Is a good tools for increase the communication.
Yes. Yeah. So, I got a question for you. How many readings have you done for strangers?
400.
For strangers?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you get on here and maybe start doing some readings, would you do readings for people on here?
Yeah.
All right. You know what?
I have two applications similar of Meet Me. No? The other one is a Lobo, no? And it's all a lot of Italian, right?
Do you do readings on that one?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know why? What's happening?
Why?
The people create. They love me. They want all the time in the live. They want to pay me. A lot of people want to pay me for the second read, but I don't read for the second time. I told you before, just one time for each person. No?
Why? Why you don't read it for a second? Why?
It's my rules. I don't know.
Hey, all right. Is it? So you just want to have one night stands with people?
Yeah, you know why I tell you the truth? Because the people sometimes choose a question like shit. Okay, bye. So I told them, okay, choose the right question, because you have only one shot. So they think about that question better.
Well, big old. Even a genie gives somebody three wishes.
I'm a car genie, bald car genie.
What if I told you in relationships, you...
Only one shot.
In your... Because seventh house is business contracts as well. So
again?
Seventh house It could be business contracts. So what if I told you when you do business with people, you might come across like the devil to them, the devil card to them.
Yeah, exactly. I abuse of the devil card in the job. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Man, at least you're honest.
But because I'm a.
So wait a minute. Hold up. So at the job, you act like the devil, but in your personal life, people act like the devil towards you.
Yeah. It's the balance, my friend. Balance.
Well, what would happen if you stopped acting like the devil at the job? What would that say about your personal... What would happen in your personal life?
That's another choice, but I...
Wait! You know, didn't you have the moon... We had the moon card out, and they got two dogs. Or two wolves or whatever. And
yeah, I know. But listen to me. You know, choice is not because for the money, okay, or for the power. Because I have the responsibility, okay, about 11 person, okay? Under me.
Yeah.
So if I stop.
That's interesting. You got three planets in your sixth house of the house of slaves, people that work under you.
Yeah, but they are not slaves. They love me. They trust me. So
I was about to say they look for you for inspiration and growth.
Exactly. So for that I'm trapped. I cannot escape about money, but not for the money.
But you surprise and shock them at times. Catch them off guard with things.
Go. What card?
No. I said you like to catch the people that work under you.
Yeah.
You like to surprise them and catch them off guard at times.
I make them really happy.
Yeah. You may give them a gift. And it may surprise and shock them.
Yeah, exactly. They love me for that because the last.
You'll give them a gift and they wasn't even expecting it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I mean. By shocking and unexpected thing. Like all the time, you might. Hey, I'm buying rounds for everybody. Here's blah blah blah.
In the building field. Hey guys. Go to eat fish, everybody. Go, come with me.
Yeah.
We don't go back to work. Just we stay
there
and drink wine for be. They love it. They love me. So.
Yeah, I want you to know I ain't saying nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying that catches people off guard and it may, you know.
But
In a good way.
Yeah, in the good way. But. Yeah, so it's that. I cannot stop the fascia for that. I try to tell them, hey guys, I give you a gift. Take everything. And they told me, hey Marco, we cannot do your job. Because if we take your role, the system collapse. So I feel like damnate. About with the responsibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got a lot of people depending on you.
Yeah, fuck's sake. Yeah.
Hey, Hart, you know how I ask people when I see seventh house shit? I ask. Hey, are you in a codependent relationship? I guess the answer is yes for him. And it's a lot of people are codependent on you. Now, I guess, how do you find the emotional balance in that?
with astrologers, I hope. No, that's the my only balance I try to find. You know what? I bet a lot on that application, in that application. So if that application will go good, okay, I will give the money to all of them, and I will tell them, hey guys, we don't need to work. So, but let me free.
That sounds like somebody trying to get unchained from the devil. Okay, now here's a question to you. Why does the responsibility feel like a burden to you? Y'all know how I end this. Know thyself, balance your energy.